The entertainment company DreamWorks SKG is planning to build the first new studio in Los Angeles in 60 years. DreamWorks' plans were announced with great fanfare last winter, but since then the project has become mired in controversy. Some people complain that the city has been too generous with tax incentives for the company, owned by three of the wealthiest people in Hollywood, Steven Spielberg, David Geffen, and Jeffrey Katzenberg. And many environmentalists say the company's plan threatens crucial wetlands that are part of the biggest remaining open space in West L.A. From Los Angeles, Virginia Bicker reports.
The property in question is a 1,000-acre plot known as Playa Vista. It begins near the beach and runs 3 miles inland, with 150-foot-high bluffs overlooking dry scrub brush. It also has 5 airplane hangars, including the one where Howard Hughes built the Spruce Goose.
Most recently, this South Bay and the North Bay were used for the filming of Independence Day.
Doug Gardner is with McGuire Thomas Partners, part owner and developer of Playa Vista.
Where we're standing was, they built a hangar within the hangar where a giant spaceship was suspended from right where we're standing now. And the White House was mocked up in here, and Air Force One. The entertainment industry loves this building, as you can imagine.
Right now, Disney's constructing a set here for its movie George of the Jungle. Next door, a special effects company is making models of the Titanic for an upcoming film. It's the site's popularity and huge size that attracted DreamWorks, says Gardner.
Their concerns with some of the major studios as they evolved is that they have fences around them and they're packed every square inch. It's hard to film in them, it's hard to move trucks around in them. And the planning here is to make a studio which can not only accommodate the office types of needs, but make a real workable studio, both in terms of the physical layout and the technology which underlies it, the communication system, so that it will really represent a studio of the future.
The studio will include sound stages, movie screens, and of course the most sophisticated equipment, but also trees, walking paths, and actors' bungalows sprinkled around an artificial 8-acre lake. It's our identity, Steven Spielberg has said. Neither he nor his business partners were available for comment, but other backers have been very vocal about the plan. The mayor called it the biggest business win any city has ever had. City officials gave the project $70 million in tax breaks and other incentives. City Councilor Ruth Galanter, whose district includes the site, says the whole city will benefit.
We hope to get, of course, to get a lot of new jobs into the area, something that is, in the old days, was not a problem, but has been a problem ever since the demise of the aerospace industry. And we have a lot of unemployed people. We have a growing entertainment industry, but much of its growth has taken place outside the borders of the city of Los Angeles, which means that we don't, in our city, get the tax benefits from either the property tax or the local share of any sales tax or a business tax. It's really important to a lot of residents of our city.
That's a white-tailed kite, all right. In perfect form, watching over the marsh.
Marcia Hanscom is with the Wetlands Action Network. She's standing at the western end of the Playa Vista property. It's 200 acres of federally designated wetland.
More than 125 bird species are here, numerous mammals, amphibians, and plants that are very important to the health of an ecosystem. And while it's definitely a degraded wetland, as most of our Southern California wetlands are, it still hosts a number of important species.
Migrating birds stop here on their yearly flight south. Hanscom says both the birds and the wetlands probably can withstand the DreamWorks studio, but probably not the planned 13,000 new apartments and condominiums.
I've been a fan of Steven Spielberg's for quite a while, and I watched Jurassic Park and knew there was a very strong environmental message there. Thought that his sensitivity toward different cultures would be important, given his work with Schindler's List and the Shoshone-Gabrielino Nation, who is working with us, feels very strongly about the religious significance here. This is a sacred site. So we really are still hoping that Steven Spielberg, with his sensitivity to those issues, will want to do the right thing.
Hanscom wants the wetlands to be turned into public land. The owners say no, but they are going to spend $12 million to restore them. Hanscom's group, along with the Shoshone-Gabrielino Nation and several environmental groups, sued the developers but lost. The plaintiffs are considering an appeal. Opponents have an ally in Nate Holden, the only L.A. city councilor who voted against tax incentives for DreamWorks.
Collectively, the individuals who are behind this project are some of the wealthiest people in the world. And the people who are supporting that project are the wealthiest people in the world. Then why would they come in and demand that the taxpayers support them? That's intolerable and totally unacceptable to me.
Spielberg, David Geffen, and Jeffrey Katzenberg are also some of Hollywood's biggest donors to political and social causes. Nikki Fink, who covers Hollywood for the New York Observer, doesn't think the trio will come to be known as Raiders of the Last Marsh.
I can't imagine that we're going to see, most wanted posters of these guys on environmental bulletin boards. I don't think these three are going to suffer that kind of bad public relations, most importantly because they don't turn a blind eye to this stuff.
At a press conference earlier this year, Spielberg indicated the controversy hasn't escaped him.
I welcome everybody here. I also welcome every frog in Los Angeles to please come to Playa Vista. When the wetlands are complete, you have a home here too.
They call that kind of open-arm cooperation synergy here in Hollywood. DreamWorks and its two co-developers still must find equally synergistic investors to complete financing for the project. If all goes as planned, DreamWorks hopes to move in about 2 years. I'm Virginia Bigger in Los Angeles.